Guidance of man, the special concern of God. If one ponders over the attributes of God in the light of the Holy Quran, one cannot think for a moment that when the spiritual condition of mankind cries for a spiritual reformer, nothing should be done by God for the raising of such a reformer. If this were so, there would be no meaning in human life. And yet, God teaches in the Holy Quran that the heavens and the earth and whatever is in them have not been created in sport, have not been made except with truth. وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And we have not made the heavens and the earth and what is between them in sport. We did not make them except with truth. But most people know not. According to the Holy Quran, the heavens and the earth, with all they contain, have been created as part of a grand purpose. They are not without meaning, nor merely for sport. Their creation is the expression of eternal and everlasting truths. Most people do not know this, however. It follows, therefore, that when mankind begins to suffer from spiritual decline and to need a spiritual reformer, one must be sent by God. This reformer brings men back to the true path and relieves them of inner weakness and puts them again on the road to truth. Divine attributes therefore forbid the thought that God should do nothing while his creatures need his help and guidance. But in addition, we have in the Holy Quran a clear assurance of God's help whenever help is needed. God says, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. And there is nothing of which there are no large treasures with us, but we send them not down except in a known measure. The sources of all things are in the possession of God. Man receives them as gifts, but they are always carefully measured. These gifts are linked with human needs. They do not descend except when needed, but neither are they kept back when the need has become evident. Similarly, وَآتَاكُم مِّن كُلِّ مَا سَأَلْتُمُوهُ وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. And he gives you of everything that you ask him for. And if you were to count the blessings of God, you would not be able to number them. God gives man everything he needs. God gives it as a gift. These gifts cannot be counted. What a man asks for is what he really needs. Man asks for many things, but he does not receive everything he asks for. The verse therefore means that the real needs of man, the ends for which man yearns by nature, ends which are relevant to his everlasting life, are guaranteed by God. We have thus a general assurance that human needs, physical or spiritual, cannot go unprovided for. On the subject of guidance, however, we have special assurances from God. When human beings need guidance, God must provide it. In fact, the provision of guidance is God's own responsibility, a responsibility unshared by anyone else. God says, Inna alayna lalhuda. Verily, it is for us to guide. The guidance of man is God's own duty, a duty he has appointed exclusively to himself. In the Holy Quran, we are told that the provision of divine guidance from time to time is not only desirable, but necessary. Had not God made the provision, on the day of judgment, human beings would have answered him by saying that Because they had no guides from God, he had no right to hold them answerable for their omissions and commissions, no right to punish them. We read in the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّا أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِعْذَابٍ مِّن قَبْلِهِ لَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا لَوْلَا أَرْسَلْتَ إِلَيْنَا رَسُولًا فَنَتَّبِعَ آيَاتِكَ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن نَذِلَّ وَنَخْزَى. And had we destroyed them with a punishment before his coming, they would have said, Our Lord, wherefore didst thou not send to us a messenger, that we might have followed thy commands before we were humbled and disgraced? That is to say, if God had sent his punishment before he sent his messenger to a people, they would have objected, saying, Why did not God guide us when we needed his guidance? Why did he not send us a messenger whom we could have accepted and followed before degrading ourselves? God does not refute the objection. He accepts it. God's duty to guide is stressed elsewhere in the Holy Quran. The Quran goes further. It thinks it unjust to send punishment unless, in time of need, a people have had someone to guide them. Says the Holy Quran, Ya ma'ashara al-jinni wal-insi alam ya'tikum rusulun minkum yaqussuna alaykum ayati wa yunzirunakum liqa'a yawmikum hadha. قالوا شهدنا على أنفسنا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين ذلك أن لم يكن ربك مهلك القرى بظلم وأهلها غافلون. O company of jinn and men, did not messengers come to you from among you who related to you my signs and who warned you of the meeting of this your day? They will say, We bear witness against ourselves. And the life of this world deceived them. And they will bear witness against themselves that they were disbelievers. This is because thy Lord would not destroy towns unjustly while their people were unwarned. Addressing the jinn and men, God asks if they did not receive his messengers and if they had not been warned of the day which now confronts them. In reply, the jinn and the men plead guilty and admit that they did have the warning, but they were misled by the life of the world. They affirm their own disbelief. Thus, God warns before he destroys, for destroying without warning would be cruel, unjust, and uncharacteristic of God. These verses of the Holy Quran make it clear that to declare that a people deserve punishment and to treat them as though truth and falsehood had been made plain to them, while they have had no warning whatever, is cruel in the extreme. In other words, if a people need guidance but receive no guidance from God, and if, in spite of this, God were to punish them for their misguidedness on the day of judgment, it would be wanton cruelty. But God is not cruel. It is impossible, therefore, that if a people need his guidance, God would not provide it.